Grace, mercy, and peace be yours from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Or as we should begin, Alleluia, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Because tonight our Lord gives new birth and new life. Our Lord is in the business of bringing light out of darkness, freedom out of slavery, life out of death. Even when man brought death where there was life, slavery where there was freedom, and darkness where there was light. At creation, the earth was without form and void, and darkness was over the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. And God spoke and said, "Let there be light." Where there was darkness, God brought light. Where there was emptiness and formless void, God brought form and shape and order and beauty. Where there was emptiness, God brought life. Green plants, birds and fish, beasts of the earth. And then on a Good Friday, the sixth day of creation, God made man in his own image. That is, making man a holy and righteous being. And gave him dominion over the other creatures, and also commanded him to be fruitful and multiply. From no form, from a void, out of nothing, our Lord brought forth light and beauty and new life. God gave light and life as an undeserved, free gift out of life. But man lost the image by his sin. Man brought death where there was life, darkness where there was light, slavery to sin and death and Satan, where there had been the freedom of the sons of God. But God did not give up. God still determined to bring life, even when there was corruption of his beautiful creation. He intended to bring life by a Savior who was going to come and crush the head of the serpent who led Adam and Eve into sin. He sent a flood to destroy those who were set against him. He brought judgment and punishment upon sin, and he could have wiped out humanity entirely. But he, through water, saved Noah and his family, 8 persons in all on an ark. Born on the waters, safe from death and destruction. And then the waters receded, and a new life was begun. God gave a new life to Noah and saved them from the destruction of those who were set against God through water. Water that killed, yes, and brought destruction, but water that also brought life. Water that symbolized, as 1 Peter says in the New Testament, symbolized baptism that now saves you also. And then there are the people of Israel. Having been sent out of Israel, out of slavery on that Passover night, when the firstborn sons of Egypt died, but when the firstborn of Israel were saved. Those firstborn who lived when many lambs died, as they left Egypt, God intentionally led them to a place where they were trapped. They were trapped against a body of water, trapped against the Red Sea. They were in a position where their own might and their own strength could not save them. Because now the Egyptian army was coming after them. Pharaoh had changed his mind and he wanted his slaves back. He did not want them to have slavery, or he did not want them to have freedom. He wanted them to be enslaved once again under his power. And God intentionally led them to a place where their own might, their own determination, their own commitment could not rescue them from the army of Pharaoh. And as they saw that they were in trouble, that they could be in slavery again, And in fact, they go so far as to say that they are going to die in the wilderness and start saying that they wish they could be back in Egypt. The Lord tells Moses to do something, to stretch out his hand, his staff, over the waters. And God, throughout the night, by a strong east wind, causes the waters to divide so that they are a wall on the one side and a wall on the other. And the people can walk through on dry land. And Moses also has to tell the people, before this happens, fear not, stand firm. He tells them that they have only to be silent. They do not need to do anything except close their mouths, stop complaining, stop looking back to Egypt, to something else, and see the salvation that the Lord is going to bring, that the Lord can bring life where it seems there is going to be death. He can bring freedom where it looks like there will be slavery again. The Lord will do the work of saving his people. And there are many more accounts where death seemed imminent, and yet God brought life. At times also through water, as he did both at the flood and at the Red Sea. But these all point forward to tonight. All of these other accounts point forward to this one great night, the night when eternal life came from a death, the night when the Son of God, who paid for the sins of the world on the cross, lay in the tomb to be raised in the morning. Tonight, on this vigil, we wait and watch in eager expectation for the resurrection of our Lord. Knowing that the resurrection is proof, is the guarantee that our sins were paid for. It is the guarantee that a baptism actually does something. The guarantee that we can have our sins drowned there with Christ in our baptism. And while you were not there at the creation of the world, and you were not there at the flood, and you were not there at the Red Sea, and you were not there at so many of the other accounts of the Old Testament, you were there on this night, 2,000 years ago, if you were baptized into Christ. In Romans 6, which was just read before the baptism, we heard these words from St. Paul. Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. In your baptism, if you were baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, in the name of the triune God, you were, St. Paul says, actually buried with Christ. You were actually brought to Jesus' death and burial. Whether you could feel it or know it or not, you were brought there. Because that's what our Lord did, is he buried you with Jesus, with Christ in the tomb. You were brought to that great event in history when our Lord lay in the tomb after having paid for your sins on the cross. You joined Jesus there. And just as Christ was raised, then if you were baptized into Christ, so too you were raised to walk in newness of life. You are now, as St. Paul said in that passage from Romans chapter 6, you are now dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus. God brought life to you where there was sin and death. Where you were without the image of God, you are now alive in Christ Jesus. And you are now being conformed again to the image of Christ. Where you were in slavery to sin and Satan, where you could not help but sin, now you are freed from sin. And the Holy Spirit produces new desires in you and causes you to bear fruit in faith toward God and in love toward others. You see, unlike the world, which will hand you yet another self-help book and another program and tell you to get working, to change yourself and make yourself a better person. Our Lord is in the business of giving the gift of new life, and giving this gift of new life by killing and making alive. And we rejoice that on this night, when our Lord lay in the tomb, yet two more of those created to bear his image were brought through water into the holy ark of the Christian church. Their sins tonight were drowned in this flood of baptism. They were brought safely through a Red Sea, a sea of baptism that purifies because of the red blood of Jesus shed on the cross. And they are now, Owen and Christina, now new creatures in Christ, now being conformed to the image of the perfect man, Jesus Christ, and looking forward to the resurrection of their bodies. Just as we all who are baptized into Christ are looking forward to the resurrection of our bodies, because Christ himself has been raised. This happened to Christina and Owen tonight, but this miracle happened to you who are baptized into Christ. And you, dear Christian, return to it every day, that you confess your sins and receive forgiveness. And it all happens and continues to happen because God the Father gave this great gift. He gave his only Son into death in order to bring light and life and resurrection to you. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen. Alleluia, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia.